So, as I said, my name is Michelle Sloan, and I'll be presenting on the Disability and Health Data System. I have no financial relationships to disclose. And I would like to thank my collaborators, Alyssa Cyrus and Brian Armour, who are here as part of the big audience. And I work with them at the CDC, and we've all three been working extensively on the development of the website. So today we're just going to talk a little bit about a background on disability. I'll introduce the Disability and Health Data System, give a little demonstration of the system, and then just go through some of the uses and benefits that we foresee coming from the system. The demonstration it's going to be videos of my desktop because we wanted to kind of control what is shown. We're still in development of the system, so just wanted to go ahead and say that up front. So, disability affects over 50 million American adults, which is approximately 1 in 5 people. Currently, there's no standardized state-based data source on the health and wellness of the people with disabilities. However, we know that they experience many health disparities, including they're more likely to be obese, be physically inactive, have diabetes, things such as that. And without adequate information on this population, it's hard to assess the needs for their help. The CDC is addressing the need for this data through the development of the Disability and Health Data System, DHDS. It'll be a state-level interactive disability surveillance tool that will be open and accessible to the public online through the CDC.gov website. It's the first of its kind to give state-based disability data, and the Division of Human Development Disability is going to analyze the data annually so to provide standardized and up-to-date, timely data on this population. This is going to allow us to observe health outcomes for people with disabilities and track these outcomes over time. So, BRFSS data. The Disability and Health Data System contains a wealth of data. There will be 80 health and demographic indicators taken from BRFSS, which is the Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System, from 2004 to 2010, both in single-year estimates and some 5-year average estimates. They're stratified by disability to allow for comparison of the health outcomes for people with disabilities compared to people without disabilities. Approximately 50 of those indicators will be stratified by psychological distress, which will come from BRFSS in 2007. And we also will have expenditures information, which will be disability-associated healthcare expenditures, providing state-based dollar expenditure estimates for Medicare, Medicaid, private payer, and total. The Behavioral Risk Factor Surveillance System is a state-based survey that collects comprehensive demographic, health condition, health risk behavior, and preventative health data. It's done by all 50 states, D.C., and 3 of the territories. And for our system, we have defined disability as a yes answer to one or both of 2 BRFSS questions about disability. They're up here on the board. I'll let you read them. But it's, are you limited in any way, and do you use special equipment? So let's have a look at the site. So this is the Disability and Health Data System, and you can see over here on the left side of the page, we have our left navigation, which will provide links to all of our supplemental information, including some definitions, accessibility, news, that kind of information. Down the middle here, you'll see we have quick links to a lot of our site information, including some key topics areas, fast fact, links to the data, and some news. The data is accessed through maps and data tables in 3 ways. The left navigation, this button in the middle of the page, Browse Maps and Data Tables, and this clickable link here, which is a clickable image. So we click that. 1 second. Sorry about that. So this is the gateway to the data in the system. You'll see that we have in the Browse Data module a data tree, which shows the 3 types of data that I mentioned earlier, the disability data, the psychological distress data, and the expenditures data. So we're going to jump into the disability for this demonstration today. If you click the plus signs, it'll begin to open the available data, and you'll see it continue to open into subtopics by which we've organized our indicators. For today, we're going to go down into smoking and tobacco, which is under health risks and behaviors, and we'll click smoking status and just look at 1 year at a time. This, when you click on the data view, like we've done, you'll see a variety of data view of display options for the data view selected. We have interactive maps, which shows a single map and a report, interactive comparison maps, which shows two maps and a report, a customizable data table, and downloadable options to put the data onto your own computer. For today, for this first demonstration, we're going to go through just the interactive map. When the page loads, you'll see the map load in the middle of the page, and you scroll down so that you can see the map in full view. At the top of the report, you'll see the title indicating the data that you're looking at. This shows that we're looking at 2010 data for people with a disability who are current smokers. And you'll see the layout includes a map and a bar chart and a data table along with some extra information. And as you roll over the states and the bars and in the data table, all of these components are completely linked and interactive with each other using the data that you've pulled up. To change the data, click Choose Data button, and it's going to open a menu of options. And you click the data fields to again click down and see the available data here. And you can change it to whatever you'd like. And for this purposes, we're going to stay on disability, but just change it to 2009. So we can see the report changed to reflect that. And now we're now looking at 2009 data. So there are many uses for this map. And today we're going to highlight a few of the main ones by going through an example. So say, for example, you want to look at data for Georgia, and you want to see how that state's doing and compare it to the states around you, compare it to your division or compare it to your region or the United States and territories total average. So we can do that. To view the data for your state, you can just hover over the state and a text box will appear showing that value. This one here is 26.4, showing that 26.4% of people with a disability in Georgia in 2009 reported being current smokers. And you can see that, let me pause this for a second. So that will basically link up to the title on the top of the report. And now we're going to go through how you can compare your state to states around you or your division or your region. So to do so, you have to select the state, which I did here, and you'll notice that it's selected by turning dark green, and you can see it links up to the data table over here also, highlighting Georgia and light teal. And then you simply roll over the states around it to then compare that text box to the 26.4 that we pulled up for Georgia. You can also compare it to the regions and divisions by clicking state or census area table button, and it's going to pull up a different table, which is going to list the United States and territories, all the divisions, and all of the regions. So we're going to look at South and South Atlantic because those are Georgia's regions and region and division. And if you click on one of those, I think this one is going to click on South, then it'll highlight a bar up in the bar chart representing that value. So it's just another way to kind of compare that information if that's what works best for you. So that's how you compare the state to the surrounding states, to the division, the region, or you could do the United States and territories total. Another good thing about this report that you can do is view the trend of the data over time. So to do that, you have to have a state selected, which we have here, Georgia, dark green, and then you just click trend line or bar chart, and it'll pull up the trend line for that data, and each point represents the value, which you can view by hovering over the point. It'll pop up a text box again with the year and the value for that data point. So the last thing I want to show you is just a little bit about how you could tailor the report to be the view that you want and change the look of it a little. We're going to do that first by clicking Map Legend Settings. It's going to pull open an options box of ways you can tailor the report. So you can see here that you can change the color palette, which you can see it changing to green or blue. We have pink. There are a lot of options. We're going to leave it on green. You can reverse the colors from darkest to light. You can also change the number of classes of the data and the way in which the data are classified. This report can also be saved. You can save the entire full screen image, or you can save any particular component. And you do that by clicking the button Save as an Image, which will pull up the options for what you want to save, and then also the type of file, be it JPEG or PNG. You can do the same thing for printing the screen. You can click the print button to print the full screen or any particular component within it. So the final feature of DHDS that I wanted to talk about today is the ability to build a custom data table. So for example, maybe you've looked at this and you really like the data that you've seen, but you want to get it all in one place and view multiple things at one time. So for example, say you want to look at the last 2 years of people with a disabilities and people without disability for maybe current smoker and never smoker. You can do this using our customizable data table feature. To do that, you can scroll up on this page, click on the data view name, which is going to take you back to the page with the display options, and then we'll click on data table customizable. The screen is going to pull up with a data table, a data tree again, and as before, we'll click down through to open the available options. So we look at smoking status, and we are interested in current smoker, and we are interested in disability, people with disability for the past 2 years. We'll do the same for no disability, opening those options of years and clicking 2009 and 2010. And then as we said, we were also interested in never smoker, so we open that, people with a disability, and click the past 2 years, and then do the same for no disability. And once you've checked to make sure that you adequately selected the data that you want into a table, make sure all the check boxes are correct. Click Update Data Table, and it's going to populate a table onto the page and jump down and show you that. So you can see now we have in one view current smoker, people with a disability, people without a disability, never smoker, people with a disability, people without a disability. And we can also update this table to give more information by clicking Show Hide Associated Data up there, and it'll pull up more estimates, including the number, weighted number, standard error, and 95% confidence interval for all of those data estimates. There are a couple other features that I just kind of took some shots of just to show you. We have the interactive comparison map, which I mentioned earlier, has a report with two maps in it so that you can look at two pieces of data at the same time and see how they relate geographically. And we really like it because then you can see in the data table the two pieces of information beside each other. And we also have a high contrast feature, which we have for both the interactive map and the interactive comparison map, which is just a black and white monochromatic scheme for people with low vision to be able to see it a little bit better. So those are the highlights of the system. The tool enables you to access timely and standardized data about people with disabilities and compare your state to others or your division or region. And that way, you can easily identify the health needs of people with disabilities in your community and optimally allocate your resources. So to summarize, the Disability and Health Data System is a disability surveillance tool, the first of its kind, to present data on this underserved community. There's a wealth of health and demographic indicators, 80 indicators stratified by disability, 50 by psychological distress, and also disability-associated health care expenditures information. And there are many ways that users can access this information and view it to whatever their needs are and how they need to use the data. So it will be on the cdc.gov/disabilities page. It will be the access point. And here's my contact information if you have any other questions. I think we're going to take those now. That's what we decided. We are in the process of wrapping up some of the technical aspects and getting it hosted and that kind of thing. So we're hoping in the next few months, but it's all kind of in the hands of Web world. Yes.
Are you able to drill down lower than state to get to the county level?
Not at this time. Right. I don't know of any plans to do that, but I can find out and let you know if you'd like.
I'm also wondering what your plans are. You've done a beautiful job.
Thank you. Right. Right. Yeah. If you build it, they will come. Right.
Yeah. Like, you know what, I mean?
What we've talked about for right now, because we've just been focusing so much on the development, but what we've talked about a little bit is trying to do some webinars on just how to use it and what you can do with it, because we've found that people are like, oh, that's great. Well, I don't even know what to do with it. So just explaining the functionality. We haven't talked a lot about trying to tell people what they should do with it or how they could use it for advocacy, but maybe in the future that'll be something we can explore. I'm not sure at this point. Say again? I think that I've seen that site before, yeah.
Yeah, so once you get it on there. Because that has massive dissemination email lists.
Okay.
And stuff like that, so then they can announce that it's available, and if you're going to do a webinar, they can publicize it for you.
Okay, perfect. That's something that they usually will do?
They send out. I just got something yesterday from them. They send out updates all the time.
Okay. Like across the board, you mean, of many indicators? Yeah.
Like to reach out and say, all right, where are the groups there that maybe partner with to use as a case study of how they can use these data to try to harness more resources to help people? Because I think that's probably what your intent is, to have people use data to help
yeah. The psychological distress stratification is taken from the Mental Health and Stigma module in 2007, which asked 6 questions about their mental state. Alyssa might remember the actual 6 questions.
Yeah, it's from the Kepler 6.
That's right. Only for 2007. Mm-hmm. And so per the Kessler 6 scale, it divides it up. It assigns a number based on the range that they answered each of the 6 questions. And so it's in serious psychological distress, mild to moderate psychological distress, and no. So we have all 3 of those in there. And then we also have the disparity between serious and no and mild to moderate and no. So we have all of those available.
It's only available for 37 states, so it wasn't for all.
That's true.
Actually, that was another question I had. Will you be including any of the state, like the actual stuff that states have, or is it pretty much the basic?
We're thinking about it. I think it'll be what our partners want. We have 16 state partners, so we're really doing it to kind of get them going in terms of surveillance, if they don't have the resources to do surveillance. So I think they'll help inform the direction this wants to go on. One of the earlier questions was about county level data. We're hoping that's something the states will take on and drill down at that level. Because it was just a huge undertaking to kind of get this going. So
how would the state take that on?
That's a good question. I think that we would hope that as part of the funding that they get from us, that they would want to drill down lower and maybe use richer definitions of disability to kind of see, identify disparities that people with disabilities experience. So we live, for example, we live in DeKalb County, Georgia. DeKalb County publishes each year State of the County report. It's not electronic, it's just a hard copy. But what you really do is you see large differences across the county, more of the side versus, you know, more of the size of that, basically. We would hope that state level and state departments can start to look at both local health departments, get them equally disability in that, and start to think in those terms.
So they wouldn't be able to use the website to be able to drill it down to the website, which...
Perhaps we, I think it's, if it's on the web, it's a lot more accessible. To, I think I saw, you know, 212 Native Americans are on the web, like 84% of the population.
Yeah, but
I think if they wanted to do a publication, that would be great, but we would encourage them, I think, to try to do something if that's electronic and timely, because the press is probably not.
So the CCA itself would develop a website.
That would be a wish. It would not be a requirement, but that's
when you say you hope the state to take it out, the state would then develop a separate website.
Yeah, and just so when we say states, our partners are not just state health departments, but also university centers. So we have a kind of a mixed bag of partners. So I think some could take it on, and some perhaps could not. But it's kind of all, it's what they want to do. We really are trying to serve them, but this is just some ideas. So I think your questions are spot on. I think really fine in terms of how we define disability and also getting that, you know, below the state level or two things. And also by type of disability, I guess it's a third thing that we would want to do in the future.
So you have that though, type of disability? No.
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 Just
disability and psychological stress. Yeah.
Yeah. That's
wrong. Any other questions? Thank you.